very short period of time. I'm not going to be here long. All right, I will get back into reading The Trouble with Girls, number 12, published February of 1990. Yes, February of 1990. And when I'm done with my reading, we'll listen to stuff that was new releases back then in February of 1990. What do we get? We got some Midnight Oil coming your way. Midnight Oil. Does anyone remember The Chills? What about The Chills? And some heavy metal that kind of goes on the fantasy side of things. Some Gamma Ray. So Midnight Oil, The Chills, and Gamma Ray. We'll listen to that. But before we listen to me continue my read, so that music I just mentioned to you, how about we listen to this band? They've been around for less than 10 years. They're from Los Angeles, California. They're called the Hellflowers. The Hellflowers, that's what we'll do. All right, off and I must go. Yes, off and I must go to continue Comic Book Radio Theater. It's a part of the late night schedule here, CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening.
That's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Running Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW. It's those damn stockbrokers! Run! Run, Maxie, run! I'm the only one they want! But Lester! Lester! I can't risk getting killed now that Leroy is in my life. But God, I hope nothing happens to that big chump Lester.
Lester Girls runs into a dark alley away from the gun-shooting stockbrokers.
Couldn't have Maxie getting hurt, no! Even if she is a pest. But I also need the privacy to do this.
Lester Girls puts on his horn-rimmed glasses. His disguise, after all.
Now, I'm safe again. Safe to become the man I should be. The man Minnie Leeds wants. Drop in, boys. Down from your parachutes. You'll never see Lester Girls again, suckers.
But the man in the dark sunglasses is smoking a cigarette, and he is watching Lester Girls, and he has figured him out. So that's your game.
Leroy! Oh, Leroy! All that shooting! I was afraid you'd be...
Oh, Minnie! Oh, Minnie! I'm so glad to see you! So glad!
Oh, do you really mean that, Leroy? Do you?
Of course I do! Of course I do! I couldn't go on living if I lost you! What purpose would there be to my life?
I feel the same. I love you, Leroy. You're everything I've been looking for, yearning for in a man.
Oh, Minnie, oh, Minnie, I've got to ask you something. I've got to.
Uh-oh. Lester Girls, in his disguise as Leroy's gals, notices men waiting for him on rooftops. They are armed with guns.
What is it, Leroy?
Something didn't seem right. With my keen eyesight, I could read lips. I could see them saying, "That's him, disguised as the guy in eyeglasses."
What's happening?
I don't know! Looks like some trouble is a-brewing!
I know what it is. It's Lester Girls.
What?
Yes, I've heard that awful adventurer was sighted here, near here. He was sighted near here.
Oh, yes. That awful adventurer. Minnie, I've got to get out of here, but I have to get my things first from my hotel. Wait right here. You'll be safe, alone. I'll be right back.
But...
But I can't go back. Can I? Even if I elude those stockbrokers now, my disguise has been penetrated. The charade, it's over. If I stay, I'll be revealed as that. Awful adventurer. Oh, man. Awful adventurer. I guess I was right when I made my resolution. There's no way out of this life of mine. I'll never meet a woman who loves me for what I am. There's nothing to do but fly back to San Francisco. Though I've left my heart in Mexico. Goodbye, Minnie Leeds. Goodbye, my love.
Lester Girls throws his horn-rimmed eyeglasses into a waste basket. It is now garbage. He now flies off back to San Francisco.
Goodbye, Minnie Leeds. Goodbye, my love. I'll never forget you.
Several days later, on the same Mexican beach, Leroy Gals and Minnie Leeds once met.
Well, I guess there's no point in hanging around anymore. He's gone. I don't even know where. I don't know why, but nobody's seen him for days. No one even saw him leave. Where are you, Leroy Gals? Did you get hurt? Did you meet another woman? Were you frightened by what we said to each other? Will I ever see you again? Oh, forget it, girl. Forget it. Just maybe you were just never cut out for this love business.
Maxi Scoops, in her disguise as Minnie Leeds, looks over her shoulder at the Mexican Ocean. She pulls off her black wig and tosses it into the sea, never to ever use it again.
Damn.
The end. You have just listened to a reading of The Trouble with Girls, number 12, February, the year 1990.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
But it won't stop by in town. He wasn't trouble, so I couldn't care less. scared out Chris Gang into the tank.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We are heading for tomorrow, but we don't know if we're near. Will we back or steal or borrow? Will we ever lose the fear?
right, this time out, our radio show was on making a costume change, having identity change. Wear something different and act different. I am going to make a change, and that is I am going to stand on up, back away from the microphone for another week, and go away. I shall disappear. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater. Yeah, join me next week. I will have a whole new slew of comic books to read to you and a bunch of music we can get down to as well. All right, as I'm getting out of here, since, hey, it's my own show, it's I can do what I want, right? I can do what I want. I want to listen to some Nina Hagen. Nina Hagen, as we get out of here. Yep, I think my time is up here. It's time to let someone else have their turn, and we do that here. It's the participation station. You can volunteer here to do a radio show if you so desire. You just have to come on down, get it on. All right, just like I got it on, and now I'm going to go and get it off. Get it off of me right now. All right, I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. Thanks for joining me this evening. This evening, it's Comic Book Radio Theater. It goes from 1 a.m. to 6 in the morning, usually on a Saturday night. Hopefully, you rejoin with us another time. You have been listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
To be a fool. After the show, when we are ready to go, we are going disco. disco.
Disco after disco, I'm shaking a hair to the disco man. AM, PM, Pyramid, Roxy, Mud Club, Dancetaria, the newest club. It's opening up, the newest club. It's opening up, the newest club. It's opening up.
Radio for the people, by the people. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Issues commands which will send images to the memory centers throughout the brain. The memory banks discover information that cats have claws which can scratch. And this in turn draws
asleep and the TV is on. He is asleep and the TV is on all night long. He is asleep. He is asleep and the TV is on. He is asleep and the TV is on all night long. He is asleep. He gets
new special. Information from out of space. They use the TV set to come into this place, this place.
Yeah.
from Kenner's Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back collection, it's Millennium Falcon that you put together. Batteries not included.
Nice landing, Han Solo. Uh-oh, come on, Chewbacca. Stormtroopers are coming.
Action figures each sold separately.
Got them on radar. I'll fire the laser cannon.
There's even a hidden storage hatch.
Ready for takeoff. Jump to light speed. We're gone. On to the Death Star.
Millennium Falcon from Kenner's Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back collection. Action figures each sold separately.
Separately.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Materialized.
Cosmo!
Shiva! In any case, we are in space. In any case, we are in space. In any case, we are in space. In any case, we are in space.
Direkt mal,
auf jeden Fall, direkt mal, auf jeden Fall, direkt mal,
Cosmo, Shiva, Galaxy, Shiva, Galaxy, Shiva, 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 Shiva
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.